with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. China policy expert Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump is using tariffs in hopes of creating a level playing field with China.
Senator Cotton says many don't seem to realize that
China has been waging an economic world war against us for decades.
By subsidizing their own producers and attacking U.S. companies, and not only with tariffs.
Espionage, cyber attacks, intellectual property theft, forced technology transfers.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network there's simply no truth to the claim that President Trump started a trade war with China.
He simply brought America finally onto the economic battlefield.
Cotton says achieving fair trade with China is vital to the U.S. economy and national security. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Trump administration freezes billions in grants to Harvard.
The federal government says it's freezing more than $2.2 billion in grants and $60 million in contracts to Harvard after the university said it would defy the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. The move came Monday after Harvard's president said they were not bending to the government's demands. Trump's administration has called for reforms at the university, including its admissions policies, an audit of student-faculty views, and reporting on foreign students. I'm Julie Walker.
NATO's Secretary General says the alliance's support for Ukraine remains unwavering. Mark Rutte emphasizes that more than 20 billion euros, over $22 billion, has already been pledged for Ukraine by NATO allies in the first 3 months of 2025. Rutte visited Ukraine on Tuesday and met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in the port city of Odessa. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 155 points. This is SRN News. Arkansas strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a bill that will allow Christian adoption and foster care agencies to place children only with heterosexual couples. In other states, the government won't do business with any agency that refuses to place kids with homosexuals, and Arkansas is taking a stand against that. Alliance Defending Freedom says Arkansas is to be commended, adding, quote, every child deserves a loving home that can provide them stability. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. Secretary of State Marco Rubio asked that staffers report any perceived discriminatory actions between 2021 and 2025. This is SRN News. A rare quiet week so far on Wall Street as the markets take a breather from the whiplash of the past few weeks of trading. We hear more on the day's activities from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks drifted their way through a rare quiet day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 155 points. It's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite edged down less than 0.1%. The modest moves were a respite for Wall Street following weeks of huge swings caused by President Donald Trump's trade war. Trading in bonds and the dollar were also calmer. Those markets also had sudden moves last week, which had raised worries that U.S. government bonds and the dollar might be losing their status as safe haven investments. Treasury yields eased. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.33%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.